and Great Dutch Plate present...
Henry Aldrich!
Come in, Mother.
The Aldrich Family, based on Jerry Goldsmith, originated by Clifford Goldsmith, and starring Ernest Stone as Henry with Jackie Kennedy as Homer, and brought to you by Great Nuts and Great Nuts Plate. All-round nourishment and for distinctive flavor, it's Great Nuts and Great Nuts Plate. You're America's favorite breakfast cereal. And now for the Aldrich family. Henry Aldrich is the typical American boy that we've all known sometime, somewhere. Yes, Henry is familiar to all of us as ice cream sodas, baseball, and the multiplication table. The scene opens in the Aldrich living room.
Gee whiz, Homer, haven't you any ideas at all?
I told you, Henry, I'm not interested.
Well, why not?
Because the last time I went to a man out of town, I'm giving up all social activities for a week.
But they're going to have a prize for the best costume and hot dogs and Eskimo pies.
Eskimo pies? They are, Henry. But gee, maybe I could go as the free part of a horse.
Sure, Homer. But what worries me is that Kathleen's mother is making her a costume just especially for this masquerade, and I can't think of a single thing I can go as.
It'll be fun to go as Buffalo Bill,
but I ought to wear a costume that'll kind of match Kathleen.
Kathleen could go as a buffalo.
Homer, be sensible. We haven't much time.
Well, then, why don't you phone Kathleen and find out what her costume is?
That's a very good idea, Homer. Thanks, I'll phone her right now.
Number 3.
Elm 227.
Henry, do you suppose there's enough material in your kitchen to make a sandwich with?
Homer, please try to control yourself, especially when I'm phoning Kathleen.
Hello?
Well, is that you, Kathleen?
Yes, Henry, but I'm very busy right now. I'm having a fitting.
A what?
A fitting. You know, for my masquerade costume.
Kathleen, that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
My fitting?
Sure. I was just wondering what it is you were having fitted.
Didn't I tell you, Henry? I'm going as an Indian princess.
An Indian princess? Well, that's fine. Thank you very much, Kathleen. Goodbye. Homer, what do you know? Kathleen's going as an Indian princess.
It's a good thing you didn't decide to go as a horse.
I wonder where I can get an Indian costume.
Henry, would I look good as an Indian?
You can't do that, Homer. You can't go as an Indian.
Why not?
Well, gee whiz, because I'm going to be an Indian. Besides, I thought you weren't interested in masquerades.
That was from the horse's point of view, Henry.
Well, if Agnes is out of town, who's going to go with you?
Henry, I just got an idea. A princess would be more likely to have two Indians with her than one, wouldn't she?
Listen, Homer, Kathleen's my girl.
Sure she is, Henry. I wasn't suggesting for 1 minute that she wasn't. And aren't I your friend?
That hasn't got anything to do with it.
Henry, is that you out there in the hall?
Are you calling I, Mother?
Please come into the dining room for a moment.
You stay here, Homer. I'll be right back.
Henry, two of us would look much better with her than one.
Did you wish to speak with me, Mother?
Henry, did I hear you and Homer arguing over Kathleen just now?
No, Mother. Homer just wants to help me take Kathleen to this masquerade we're going to, and I said no.
Now, Henry, I don't think that's a bit nice.
Mother, you mean I should let Homer go every place with Kathleen and me?
I think that we should all share things, Henry, whenever we can. And if you can do a friend a good turn...
But Mother, do you think Kathleen's going to consider it a good turn to get shared with Homer Brown?
Homer's a lonely boy this week, Henry. And I want you to go right back and say you've changed your mind.
Now? You mean right now?
Tell Homer you'd be delighted to have him go along to this dance or whatever it is with you and Kathleen.
But where's Mother?
Run along now, Henry. Someday you'll want Homer to do the same for you.
Will you make me a sandwich out there, Henry, or should I go home?
Look, Homer. You can help me take Kathleen to the masquerade.
I can, Henry. I really can.
Provided I escort her home afterwards, and provided you don't speak to her all evening.
Well, that's very generous of you, Henry.
Shake.
Oh, boy. Now we can both go as Indians.
Oh, Beth, are you in the kitchen?
I'm here in the broom closet, dear. Your breakfast is ready.
What's it doing in the broom closet?
Breakfast isn't in the broom closet, Sam. I'm just looking for something.
So am I. Did you see my new brown hat in its place?
My goodness, no. You mean the hat you just bought yesterday?
Yes, now I can't find it.
Well, dear, I'll look for it just as soon as I find my feather duster.
Alice, my hat is a good deal more important than a feather duster. Why do you need a feather duster before breakfast?
I don't need it, Sam. I just happened to notice that it isn't where it always is. Sam, Aldrich, there's your hat right there in the dining room.
Where?
On the chair. Now, will you please let me look for my duster?
I saw that hat on the chair, Alice, and it's not my hat.
Well, of course it's your hat, dear. It's the brown hat you bought yesterday.
Yes, Alice, that is a brown hat. But the hat I bought yesterday has a bright orange feather in the band. That hat has nothing, not even a band.
I wonder if I loaned it to Mrs. Claus.
My hat?
My feather duster.
Mother! Mother!
I'm here in the kitchen, Mary.
Oh, I'm just frantic.
Something terrible has happened.
What's happened to Henry now?
Father, it's my beanie.
Your what?
My beanie.
Oh.
Look, Mother, this is the one that used to have that lovely long red pheasant tail in it. Well, now the pheasant tail's gone.
Well, then wear it without the pheasant tail. Alex, what am I going to do about my hat?
I'm sure I don't know, Sam. You just have to wear that brown hat that's in the dining room.
Without my orange feather? Alex, won't...
Mother, what am I going to do about my pheasant tail?
Let me look at that hat again.
Mary, have you seen my feather duster? Your feather duster?
Alex... Alice, come in here.
What is it now, Sam? Mary, please bring the coffee with you.
Alice, what's happened to your quill pen?
My quill pen?
Where's the feather?
Dear, I haven't even noticed it.
Mother!
What is it, Henry?
Mother, have you got Homer's
quill cake
ready yet?
Have I got that? Homer's quill cake. He's nearly right. He'll be down in a minute.
What's Homer doing here?
Oh, dear, I'd forgotten. Homer spent the night with Henry.
I'm going to have breakfast downtown.
Sam, I'm here. What's all this about griddle cake? Don't you remember, Mother? You promised Homer last month that the next time he stayed here all night, you'd make him some griddle cakes for breakfast.
Dear, I'd forgotten all about it.
Homer just has to eat scrambled eggs.
But Mother, Homer's been counting on griddle cake.
Henry, have you seen my new hat?
Yes, Father. Here's Homer now. I'll be up in a second, Homer.
Henry.
I'll be right back, Father.
Now, see here, Alice. It's bad enough having Homer around.
Homer, how do you feel about scrambled eggs?
What's that,
Henry? Scrambled eggs. Are you in my room?
No, I'm here in
your
father's room.
Look what I found, Henry. Take a look at this.
It's a feather.
You just take a look at the size of it.
Oh, boy. Where'd you find it, Homer?
Right here in your father's pillow. It was sticking out a little bit, and I pulled it all away.
Gee whiz, it's bigger even than the one out of his hat.
Sure. And this whole pillow must be full of them.
Homer, are you thinking of...
No, I don't think we'd better.
But why not, Henry? We can make two Indian costumes out of a pheasant tail, a little orange feather, and a feather duster.
But we don't actually have to be chieftains, Homer. It's only chieftains that wear big feather headdresses.
Now listen, Henry. Kathleen's going to be an Indian princess, isn't she?
Sure.
Well, would a princess go out with CGI?
Really? I guess not.
We can get enough feathers out of just this one pillow. Maybe we can even give Mary back her feather tail.
We have to do that anyway, Homer. We'll have to keep track of every one of these feathers and give them all back.
Sure we will, Henry. Look, I'll just flip open one little corner.
Be careful, Homer.
Can't get it started. Oh, if I can get it started.
You were here. The whole thing wide open.
Gosh, Henry, feathers won't do. They're too small.
Here, give me that pillow.
Okay. Here.
What do you want to drop it for? Now look what you... Oh, my God. Close the window.
I can still hear Henry. I can't see you.
The window. The window. These feathers are floating all over the room.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, Alice.
To come home right away.
What's happened now?
Dear, I don't know, but Henry and Homer dashed right out of the house without even eating their breakfast. And the house is all full of feathers.
What's that?
Feathers. They're floating all over the house.
Alice, did you happen to notice my orange feather above them?
These are much better than those old pillow feathers.
Didn't I tell you anywhere with the feathers?
Boy, I'm right glad I thought of that. We'll go right straight home and start sewing them together.
Hurry, you fellas, wait for me. Oh, gee whiz, there's Willie Marshall. He's going to want to know all about everything.
Well, don't tell him, Henry. They want everybody in town swiping our ideas.
Hiya, fellas. Goodbye, Willie. We're in a hurry.
What you got in the bag, fellas? Hmm? You got something in the bag?
Well, yes and no,
Willie. These are very fragile things we have in those bags, Willie, and we have to get them home.
Gee whiz, is there something all right, fellas?
No way it is, Willie. Come on, Mama. We better run.
If I run, I might drop my bag, Henry.
I wouldn't mind carrying it for you, Homer.
No, thank you, Willie. Homer, just grab it tighter.
Ow! Did it bite you, Homer?
Hey, I got stuck. These things are sharp.
Gee whiz, what you got in there, fellas? Pull up your boy?
Get out of my way.
I tell you, Alice, it's useless to try to snatch feathers out of the air. Why don't we wait until they settle and then sweep them off?
Sam, down feathers do not settle. I've been waiting all morning for them to settle. Just as soon as someone breathes, they all start floating around again.
Now, don't move, Alice. There, I caught one.
We have to put them in something.
I suggest you put them back in my pillow.
There's the phone, Sam, so that's it, Henry.
I'll talk to him.
Now, don't be too hard on me, Sam, until you hear his side of the story.
Hello?
Hello, is that Mr. Roberts?
Yes?
This is Mr. Jenkins at the butcher shop. I'm calling you about your boy, Henry.
Henry?
If you people want a turkey for Thanksgiving, you'll have to take one as is.
As is?
They're changed birds. They're running around gobbling like mad, and all their tail feathers are gone.
Watch out, Homer. You're spilling them.
Sure, Mom, Henry. This bag isn't big enough, that's all.
Oh, gee whiz, here. Put some in my bag. My bag's bigger.
I hope those turkeys don't catch cold, Henry.
Mr. Jenkins will be killing them for Thanksgiving anyway. Here, that's enough, Homer.
Hey, look who's coming down the street. Hi, Kathleen.
Hello, Kathleen.
Hello, Henry. It's Homer. My goodness, have you two been shopping, Mr. Jenkins?
Well, in a way we have, Kathleen.
We've got enough bags, they're certainly a good.
Your mother isn't the only one that's making a costume for the masquerade, Kathleen. We're going to make our costumes, too.
You are?
Sure.
Real Indian headdresses. That's what we've got in these bags, Kathleen. Feathers.
Feathers?
We're going to wear war paint and everything. Oh, my goodness, you must have misunderstood me, Henry. I'm going as a princess in India. You know, where they have swamis and hindus and rajas and things.
Oh, boy.
Henry, how could I possibly be seeing a super historic American Indian?
That talk about turkey feathers reminds me, I'd like to tell you about a reintroduction that my student uncle once put on. Any objections?
No objections, Elizabeth.
Well, my uncle hunted at the old-fashioned Pilgrim Thanksgiving, so he went and picked up Plymouth Rock and he led it back to Peoria, Kansas.
Picked up Plymouth Rock? Why, nobody could do that.
My uncle did. Yes, sir. So then, still keeping up with the tradition, he kept banging Plymouth Rock against the great stone face till the spark flew, made a fire, boiled turnips, that's the vitamin A, you know, and picking up Plymouth Rock again, he knifed him to a turn. The turnips, that is. Then whilst the rest of us were snapping wishbones at dinner, my uncle slipped away and set old Plymouth Rock right back where she belonged, in Philadelphia.
Man, what energy. Why, he must have been eating great nuts.
He was. He told me.
Any objection? No objections, Mr. Zip. Any more than we have to that traditional imagination of yours.
Imagination.
And friends, while you may not want to heave objects like Plymouth Rock around, it's great to be able to heave to and tackle any job that takes energy. And it is great nuts for energy. It's great nuts for concentrated all-round nourishment, including important food values of the whole grain. A bowl of their multi-rich goodness gets you off to a flying start on the day. So take a tip and get a grip with Great Nuts. And now, getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. Henry and Homer, in an effort to make two Indian costumes to escort Kathleen to a masquerade, have borrowed all the feathers they can find. And now they've been informed by Kathleen that she's going as a princess from India and can't possibly be seen in the company of two American Indians. The scene opens in Behoven's drugstore.
Sitting here drinking rum and phosphates isn't going to solve anything, Homer.
Know that, Homer.
Besides, mine's full of feathers. Look, Homer, even my straw's got feathers in it.
Gee whiz, if Kathleen's going to be like that, we can be like that, too.
Now, listen, Henry, I'm not going any place in a princess house.
That isn't what I mean. I mean, if she's going to stand us up after all the trouble we've gone through, we won't take her to the masquerade at all.
Sure, Henry, sure.
Oh, man.
Hello, Geraldine.
Hi, Geraldine. How would you like to be an Indian?
What?
Homer and I are making ourselves American Indian costumes for the masquerade on Friday night. Geraldine, would you like to be an Indian too and go with us?
Why, Henry, oh, this has a perfectly wonderful idea.
You mean you really like it, Geraldine?
I think you and Homer would be perfectly adorable Indian.
Oh, boy.
And I'll get my mother with me. Your costume with a feather in my hair and some moccasins and maybe a little papoose strapped on my back.
But Geraldine, don't you think? I mean, anyway, don't you think that might be going a little too far?
Sam, I don't see how we can possibly get those feathers down from the ceiling without climbing up there after them.
Let me try it with the broom first. Now stand back, Alan.
Please be careful, dear.
I'll jump up and try to create a breeze that'll knock them down. Now you'll be ready to start catching them.
All right, dear.
There, that's making a move. Alice, get those coming down to the wall. Hurry, they're going back up again.
Oh, Sam.
What are you laughing at?
Sam, you look so funny.
Alice, I'm not doing this for entertainment. Henry, I want to talk to her.
Hello?
Hello, is this Mrs. Aldrich?
Yes.
This is Kathleen's mother speaking.
Why, hello, Mrs. Anderson.
Well, Mrs. Aldrich, there was something I felt I should speak to you about. It's really unimportant, but these things mean so much to children.
Why, yes, of course, Mrs. Anderson.
It's in connection with the costumes that Henry and Homer plan on wearing to the masquerade next Friday.
Yes, so I'm afraid I don't know anything about their costumes, Mrs. Anderson.
Well, they intend going as Indians.
As what?
American Indians. Kathy met them both on the street today, and they were carrying around large bags of feathers. And
feathers? Did you say feathers, Mrs. Anderson?
Yes, they've been collecting them for their Indian headdress.
Mrs. Anderson, just one moment, please.
Would you call me, Alex? Oh, still a minute, Alex. Don't move.
Sam, you really put my eye out. What are you doing?
It was floating right over your head. Oh, there it goes. I'll be back in a minute.
Are you all right, Mrs. Aldrich?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry, Mrs. Anderson. What are you saying?
About the boys' Indian costumes, Mrs. Aldrich. It really isn't terribly important, but I've gone through a great deal of trouble making a costume for Kathleen. She's going as a princess from India.
From where, Mrs. Anderson?
India.
Look out, Alice. It's coming your way.
Sam, will you please stop taking that feather? What were you saying about Kathleen's costume, Mrs. Anderson?
Well, since the boys haven't started making their Indian costumes yet, I thought you might persuade them to go as Rajahs instead.
Rajahs, Mrs. Anderson?
Uh-huh.
But Sam, look out for that lamp!
You, Mary, I need some advice.
You do, Kathleen? I've been looking all over town for an Indian costume, and I can't find one anyplace.
An Indian costume? What for?
For the masquerade next Friday. I was going to go as a princess in India, but I've changed my mind. I've decided to go as an American Indian instead.
My goodness, an American Indian?
Why, Kathleen?
Because Henry and Homer are going as American Indians, and if I don't go as one, maybe they'll ask some other girl.
Why should that worry you?
Never mind, Mary, it does. Besides, I don't think it's a very good idea to go as a princess in India.
You don't, Kathleen?
Why not?
Well, my goodness, if I have to wear a veil over the lower part of my face and a mask over my eyes, I might just as well wear a false face.
Let's go right straight up to your room and get started, Henry. We have a long tail of feathers that goes right down our back.
Is that you out there, Henry?
Yes, Father.
Come in here this minute.
Gee, boy, now what?
Don't be frightened, Henry. You haven't done anything.
Henry, where have you and Homer been all day?
Why, Father?
Sit down, Henry. You too, Homer.
Yes, Father.
Yes, Mr. Aldrich.
And put down those bags.
Yes, Father.
Yes, Mr. Aldrich.
Anyways, how did all these feathers get down here?
I was about to ask you the same question. Will you kindly explain what happened to my pillow?
Would anybody mind if I got a glass of water?
Sit down, Homer. Now, Henry, we'll begin with the orange feather that belongs in my hat.
Oh, that feather is perfectly safe, Father. I have it in an envelope upstairs.
I see.
Would you like to have me answer the phone, Father?
No, I would not.
I'll answer it, Sam.
Henry, you and Homer are to start in right this minute and collect every single solitary feather that's floating around this house.
But, Mr. Aldrich, we don't need these feathers. These feathers are too small.
Do we have to collect them by hand, Father, or could we use a net?
You may use whatever you wish. And when you have them collected, you're to throw them away.
All of them, Father?
Yes, along with those turkey feathers.
Yes, Mr. Aldrich.
But, Dad?
Yes?
Mr. Westfield, phone from the costumers.
What does he want?
He thinks he can find two larger costumes for Henry and Homer.
Larger costumes, Mother?
For us, Mrs. Aldrich?
Yes. I told Mrs. Anderson you'd both go to the masquerade as Rogers so that your costumes would match Kathleen.
But, Mother,
you both look much nicer as Rogers anyway.
Mother, you don't understand.
Well, what's the matter, Henry? You boys did invite Kathleen to the masquerade, didn't you?
Now listen, Geraldine, just for 1 minute.
Oh, let me talk to you.
I don't want to listen to either one of you.
Get away, Homer. But Geraldine...
Henry, you listen to me. I've got my squaw costume all ready, and I'm going to wear it to the masquerade.
Well, you see, Geraldine...
If you aren't going to pick me, I know somebody who will. And don't just pick me again, Henry Aldrich.
But Kathleen, we're getting Rajah costume.
Well, I certainly wish you'd make up your mind.
But your mother said...
My mother must have misunderstood Henry because she's right in the middle of making me an American Indian costume.
But Kathleen, we threw all our feathers away.
That's too bad, Henry. Then I'll just have to find somebody who's going to the masquerade as an American.
Never mind, Homer. I'll answer it.
It's probably Gerald and Tony to say she's sorry.
Hello?
Hello, is that you, Henry?
Yes, Gerald. I mean, Charlie. Homer, let go of the phone. It's only Charlie Clark.
Henry, do you happen to know of any kind of paint that's good for painting feathers?
Feathers, John? Did you say feathers?
And they're
painted? Yes,
Lee
Marshall and I are making ourselves two Indian costumes for the masquerade.
Indian costumes, John?
Sure, we found a couple of bags of feathers out on your street last night.
Well, gee whiz.
Yeah, and Willie's out right now trying to find two girls who'll be willing to go as squaws.
Listen, Charlie, those are my feathers.
You're crazy, Henry. We found them right on the street. Hey, do you know of any kind of painter, don't you?
Now, see here, Charlie. Anyway.
Dresses like this all the time.
Why are my feathers sticking into you, Kathleen?
No, they aren't, Charlie.
Well, they're sticking into me.
But there's a dream, Charlie. I'm sure we'll win the prize.
Oh, Kathleen, are you having a good time?
I certainly am, Gowden, and you? My goodness, yes. Much better if we come with Homer Henry.
Charlie, we're
going
to go and have a soft drink. You and Kathleen
want to come? But Kathleen, you want to be dancing. That man is going to watch everybody to give out the best costume.
Oh, my goodness, is that what he's doing? Come on, Lily, let's dance over that way.
My hair is all right, Charlie.
Ladies
and gentlemen, we now come to the highlight of the evening, the presentation of this beautiful prize for the best costume at this masquerade. It is with great pleasure that I announce the winners. The prize goes to the couple in the far corner, the couple wearing the Romeo and Juliet costume.
Oh,
we didn't win it. Please use this couple. Is anybody remaining?
Yes, no, darling. I still have a last time.
Your boy, someday.
I'll say.
Good evening, Kathleen.
Hello, Henry.
Hello, Geraldine.
Hello, Henry. Congratulations.
Hi, fellas. Having a good time?
Hi, Henry.
Well, I guess we'd better get going up on the platform.
Right up here, young man. That's it.
I don't
think
it's
there.
Don't
sit. I'm not going to sit. Now then, to you and your charming Judith, I present the prize of the evening. It's something for the young lady's hopes. There you are.
Wait. Thank you very much. Oh, yes, and my wig's slipping.
Okay.
That's my girlfriend. Her voice is changing.
What?
Well, listen, Henry. Come on, Homer. Let's dance.
Say, fella, is this the show where you talk about curtailed sunny farms?
Good gracious, no. Go away from here.
But listen, I got a swell idea for you.
Now, I like tempting, toasty brown grape nut flakes fine, see? But maybe some folks don't.
What? Not like grape nut flakes? Why doesn't everybody?
Well, I mean folks who never tried them, see? Because they never eat at breakfast, see? So, here's my big idea. The kale stump epon.
What's that got to do with grape nut flakes?
Why, the kale stump epon is grape nut flakes spelled backwards for folks who are backwards about eating breakfast. You catch on?
Well, chum, I've got a better idea. Set a bowl of grape nut flakes brimming with rich, creamy milk before anybody, and he won't be backwards very long about eating breakfast, because grape nut flakes have a twice as good flavor, sun-ripened wheat and malted barley, a delicious and different flavor blend. And how fast your work goes after that delicious breakfast dish, because grape nut flakes are whole grain cereal, crammed full of all-round whole grain nourishment. Try them, folks. You'll see. You'll say those grape nut flakes, they've got what it takes.
Please try to go to sleep, Sam.
Alice, I can't sleep without my pillow. I'll never be able to sleep the same without that pillow.
But, dear, I gave you one of the Chesterfield cushions.
Yes, and it feels like horsehair.
Your father, are you still awake?
Henry, please go away.
Your father signed to sleep, Henry. What do you want?
Well, we decided we should give you this, Father.
What is it?
It's a pair of hand-sewn satin pillows. Tom Comer won them from his hope test.
The Aldrich Family is based on characters originated by Clifford Goldsmith and stars Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kelk as Homer. Mr. and Mrs. Aldrich are House Jameson and Catherine Ross. Flakes, two of America's favorite breakfast cereals. You bet you really go for grand taste in log cabin syrup. No wonder it's America's most popular maple blended syrup. Ask for log cabin syrup tomorrow. Again next week, same time, same station, for another sparkling half hour with the Aldrich Family. And stay tuned in for Kate Smith Sings immediately following this program over the same station. So listen, everybody, to sweet music you'll remember when Kate Smith sings. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.